here's another article here about psychiatric medications. You know, psychiatry, I talked about yesterday with their new Bible of psychiatry coming out, all the new conditions and new diseases and so on, where normal folk will get put in drugs and all the rest of it. It's a growing industry, a fantastic industry, but it's all kept it's all meant to keep us all under control, because they want a society eventually to be using all kinds of pharmacology, especially the psychiatric type meds, to keep us nice and docile and happy and all the rest of it. And you find that Huxley talks about it. We find that many others talked about the same thing, using pharma to basically drug us into a happy state so that we won't mind being slaves. So here's this article says, it's from newswithviews.com. It says, the consultant says, I asked with period marks to shorten conversation to avoid eye contact with strangers in fear. Maybe it's anxiety that I might learn too much about them. I secretly think that the Metallica would be making better music if they went back to bludgeoning themselves with party drugs and alcohol instead of therapy. So I'm trying to master the law of unattraction to shield myself from a real job, small homes and junky cars. And I'm constantly giving my children advice, only to give it to myself. He says, psychiatry, can your drugs help me? Perhaps these questions are what motivated me to pursue a career as a drug design chemist. Winning multiple awards for my work, nothing gets me more excited than drugs and how they affect the body. I've studied their molecular anatomy, rich life and limb to mix and match explosive chemicals in a round bottom flask. I even sold my soul to Big Pharma in exchange for a lab bench and chemical hood. During this time, I've made some surprising discoveries about psychiatric medications, which include antidepressants, antipsychotics, stimulants, and anti-anxiety drugs. Understanding what I've learned will protect you from the flood of side effects that are now being discovered at breakneck speeds, courtesy of the myriad of patients taking them in the name of mental health. Antidepressants strive to increase the levels of a coping molecule known as serotonin in the brain. It supposedly helps us find happiness when it's covered in an avalanche of nastiness, but it's never been proven. Still, the drugs attempt, and it's all these theories, you see. It's all these drugs that work on theories, not facts. A theory is a good guess, you see. Still, the drugs attempt to boost serotonin by selectively stopping the reuptake amongst the brain cells. This is where the whole SSRI acronym came from, Selective Serotonin Reuptake Inhibitor. It's a slick name, but a stupid idea, because nothing is selective in the body. While trying to block the reuptake of serotonin, antidepressants can also prevent its release, and that of another brain compound known as dopamine. And I'll read more of this when we come back from this break. I'm Alan Watt, and we're cutting through the matrix, talking about the effects of these psychiatric drugs. So many people are on them now, and children are stuck on them as well, and they're even tampering in the womb. You talk about pre-arrest, now we've got pre-psychosis. They're literally going into the womb as well and fiddling around there. The next step, of course, is to see if they've got what you might have, a dominant gene, and before you conceive, and to take the sperm and the egg apart probably and re-engineer it, you know, then make it a lot better. Enhancement, they call it, genetic enhancement, so that they can get the right kind of child to come out, and one will obey their superiors. And getting back to the article, it says here, while trying to block the reuptake of serotonin, antidepressants can also prevent its release and that of another brain compound known as dopamine. And there's a thing too to mention with these drugs is when they're like a trigger, they'll switch things off. And they don't just automatically switch back on when you stop taking them. It can take ages to switch them back on. It says, stops another brain compound known as dopamine. The areas of the brain responsible for release and reuptake of these neurotransmitters are so damn similar, after all they work on the same molecule, that an antidepressant drug isn't smart enough to understand which one it's supposed to work on. So it does what any dumb drug would do. It blocks both. That's why users usually carry a glassy stare in their eye, fully under the psychiatric spell they've tuned out. He goes on to say, deep sadness, fear, anger, and aggression can set in over time. By removing serotonin and dopamine from the brain, long-term antidepressants users can't find or feel happiness. And that's true. A lot of them are on this stuff long term, and they get worse. Instead, they may become buried in an avalanche of nastiness. And if you can't find or feel happiness in your life, what's the point? What's going to stop you from snapping your own neck or spraying bullets on your classmates? Not much when you live in your own personal antidepressant hell. And that's what they've found with most of these shootings. They were on these particular drugs that interfere with the serotonin and their dopamine. And you see, depression, you can either take it inward as depression or express it outward as anger or fury. And that's what happens. I just think this is all opinion. According to the FDA, antidepressants can cause suicidal thoughts and behavior, worsening depression, anxiety, panic attacks, insomnia, irritability, hostility, impulsivity, aggression, psychotic episodes, and violence. Some even cause homicidal ideation, according to the manufacturers. Many long-term antidepressant users will tell you they no longer feel normal emotions. And that is true. They'll say that. They are numb like zombies. But the side effects of these drugs aren't limited to hijacking your feelings and emotional state, causing violent and psychotic states. Physical side effects occur too and include abnormal bleeding, birth defects, heart attack, seizures, and sudden death. Over 170 drug regulatory warnings and studies have been issued on antidepressants to sound the alarm on these side effects. Psychiatrists prescribe antipsychotic meds such as Zyprexa and Seroquel for anything from schizophrenia, bipolar disorder, delusional disorder, psychotic depression, autism, or anything else they can think of. And that's well expressed because they keep adding these new diseases all the time to their ridiculous book. Even pervasive developmental order, pervasive developmental disorder, which is perfect for boosting sales because it targets children who suffer from irritability, aggression, and agitation. It's a shame because these drugs are good for nothing but sedating irate elephants, not curing psychiatric disease. And it says, according to a study published in Psychological Medicine, antipsychotic drugs cause brains to shrink, and they know that, especially the type that put the children on. The popular ones that mums, through Oprah and all these characters, are doping their children with, and the brains actually shrink. So you aren't going to get a genius coming out of there or a good leader, and they're mainly guys, so that fits in with the agenda. It says they lessen brain matter and volume. Originally designed for those deemed schizophrenic, the drug companies came up with a brilliant marketing campaign to sell these drugs to a much wider market, unsatisfied antidepressant users. You've probably seen the ads. If your depression medication isn't working, then don't blame the drug. You may just have bipolar disorder. Once swallowed, antipsychotics sail through the bloodstream where they get carried to the brain. Like a giant oil spill, and antipsychotics cover the brain in a medicinal slick where brainwave transmissions are blocked. The user becomes devoid of normal brain activity. Motivation, drive, and feelings of reward are shunted. If psychiatry considers this a treatment, then they're the crazy ones. If you've ever seen someone who suffered from the spill, courtesy of following doctor's orders, you can't mistake one of the most common side effects. It's called akathisia. Involuntary movements, tics, jerks in the face, and the entire body can become permanent side effects for antipsychotic users. And I watched a DVD recently someone sent me on children on these drugs, and they do. They have the facial tics, and some of them have the hops as well. They kind of hop. They don't walk. They hop in a strange way. It's because it affects their motor workings. Antipsychotics also cause obesity, diabetes, stroke, cardiac events, respiratory problems, delusional thinking, and psychosis. They actually cause these things. Drug regulators from the US, Canada, United Kingdom, Ireland, Australia, New Zealand, and South Africa warn that they can also lead to death. I wouldn't be surprised if psychiatrists considered this a cure. And no doubt they will, because psychiatry, you see, fought for ages to try and get a name as an actual science. And is it a science? Is it? Is it really a science? Just repeat it often enough and you'll start to think it is.